The Fake Show podcast is sponsored by the law firm of Hutchison & Steffen, North 5th Brewing Company, Threads of Envy, The Tone Factory Recording Studios, Moonshot.com T-shirt Designs, and by Mr. Antenna. Now your host, Jim Tofte.
Guitarist Mick Jones founded Foreigner in New York City in 1976. 26 years later, Kelly Hansen joined the band as their lead singer. Foreigner's farewell tour is at about the halfway point now. I had a chance to catch up with Kelly when the band was blowing the roof off of the Venetian. Here is my visit with Kelly Hansen.
Hey, Jim, how are you?
Kelly, I'm great, thank you, and welcome. I've been enjoying your residency, saw one of your shows. You guys are as great as ever, and you must be enjoying being here for a little bit, yeah?
You know, yeah, it's a different experience for us to do a residency. First of all, you know, just from a performer's perspective, it's interesting when you're playing in front of a crowd that's virtually coming from all over the world to see a show, and I know that they've made a real commitment. You know, most of them have booked a plane or driven a long way and gotten a hotel and come
right
to see us. And so there's the recognition in my mind of that, but also that we get to stay set up, basically. We don't have to set up and tear down every night like we do when we're traveling on the road. So we're allowed to kind of stretch out a little bit and do things a little bit differently. And it's more relaxed because the crew is, you know, more rested and everyone's a little bit more rested. And so that's kind of a different and fun experience.
It's a good time of year weather-wise. I mean, I'm not sure if you've gotten out. We've got some nice mountains or some good hiking and stuff like that. Or are you going to see other shows? What have you been doing with your time?
Well, it's been really, really dry, and that's really hard on a singer. So most
right
of the time, I'm holed up in the hotel room with, like, humidifiers blazing at me.
Vegas voice is a real thing. I've talked to many vocalists like yourself who point that out. The other thing, too, is here we have guys like Carlos Santana who have permanently set up shop here, and they're here just year-round. They just keep signing these new contracts. That would be another thing. That's a pretty big commitment, isn't it, though?
It would be. And again, you know, I'm 62, going to be 63, and singing this catalog of songs is difficult when you're in your 30s. And one of the reasons why we're calling this our farewell tour is because I don't want to be out there delivering these songs at less of a high standard than the songs that the audience deserves. And we all know that there are bands out there that they shouldn't be. And I don't want to be one of those. I want to leave on a high note doing these songs.
The catalog is really vast and varied, like you say. What do you recall about the audition for the band over a couple decades ago and how you found out that you got the gig?
Well, I had heard through the grapevine, through an article that I'd read about Mick doing a charity show in Santa Barbara and with some of the guys in the band. And it was called, like, Mick Jones and Friends. And I said, well, what's happening? I hadn't been following Foreigner. I said, what's happening with Foreigner? Or is this the new Mick Jones band or project or whatever? So I made some calls and found out that he was looking for a new voice for Foreigner. And so I heard they were coming into town to do some rehearsals or something. And I knew some people, so I got in touch with management. And I said, when are they coming in? A Saturday at noon? Can I be there at, like, 1 o'clock and come thing with it? I want to be the first guy. And I think that that's a little bit of a lesson for anyone out there who's looking to do what I did, is that don't wait. Don't be the fifth guy or eighth guy or tenth guy.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they find who they're looking for, they stop looking. And so we went in, we jammed for an hour and a half, and I got a call like an hour later saying, do you want to be the lead singer Foreigner?
Was it all Foreigner songs, or what were you guys playing?
Yeah, it was all Foreigner stuff. Unbeknownst to me, Mick was recording the rehearsals and going out in the hallway and listening during the breaks and listening to, you know, me singing. So I hadn't been on the road in 15 years, and I hadn't been a lead singer per se in front of a band for 15 years. And because of my experience in Hurricane, it was so, you know, devastating. And I was just recording and producing and singing and, you know, on people's tracks and things like that. So this was a big departure and really a life changer for me at the time.
Do you know specifically when this tour will wrap up? I know you're hitting a ton of different cities. It's approximately a 2-year tour. Do you know any idea when it's going to wrap and where?
Well, we're in the second year of our 2-year farewell tour, which means we're just not going to tour 9 months of the year anymore. And we're not going to disappear off the face of the earth, but we're not going to be touring like that. And there hasn't been an official last show announcement. I know they're talking about possibly saying, you know, last show in this state or last show in that state, but that hasn't been announced either. But so far, the last shows that we're doing that are on the calendar right now, but probably aren't the last shows ever, are in Vegas at the Venetian.
Makes sense, yeah. I know that you're coming back here, I believe, in October.
Yeah, late October, early November, yeah.
What are your thoughts after the band closes up shop? I mean, what will you do? You've done very well for yourself now. What would you do, you and your family?
Well, you know, I have a lot of other interests besides music, and we're having a lot of fun thinking about how we're going to spend our next chapter and what we're going to do and, you know, traveling and where we're going to live and things like that. So, you know, plus I was on the Food Network show Chopped, and I'm a Chopped champion, and I love cooking. I cook every day when I'm not on the road. And in fact, I'm putting together my little travel cooking kit so I can cook on the road, because usually we have a tour bus and I cook on the tour bus, but we're not having a bus this year. So I have to carry my own little kitchen with me. So I do that, and I like to motorcycle and work on cars and work on the house, and I just love doing all that kind of stuff, so I'm looking forward to that.
Plenty of stuff for you to do. With the band going as long as it has, you must see now, as I did the other night, several generations of fans coming to the shows, right?
Well, that's true, and I started to see this influx of newer fans more than 10 years ago, and I think it had a lot to do with movie placements or TV shows or commercials. Like, there was Orange is the New Black and Glee and all these placements, and I think it causes people to kind of dig into the catalog a little bit, and they realize, oh, there's a great catalog of songs here, and there's also some indoctrination from parents to children and things like that. And
right.
So it's all good, and I love seeing them singing the words. That means they're not just being dragged here by somebody else. They really know.
Yeah. Nothing like an unhappy kid sitting there. Can we just get going here?
Right, right.
What are your feelings on Foreigner, who, yeah, I mean, you're looking like a strong contender now for getting into the Rock Hall. And how would that work? Would you perform with them, or would they perform?
There usually is a performance. I haven't heard any particulars about it because it's a moot point until the voting is done, which you can go to vote.rockhall.com and vote every day for Foreigner if you want until late April. So I'm just standing by, willing to participate in any way that I can. And I think that the original band guys really deserve this. And, you know, I'll give myself some credit for doing my best to carry on, to help carry on the legacy of this band for the last 20 years. But I think it's a testament to the song and the arrangement and the quality of that, of the material, really.
We talked about your voice a while ago. Do you find that you treat your voice better as the years go by? Because a lot of singers do not.
The one thing I do know is that it takes more sacrifice as years go by. I feel like I have to give up more every year to maintain the status quo, because I'm being stretched to the limits of my ability to do these songs, you know, every night. And so to maintain that high level, I have to go to bed early, and I have to can't eat spicy food late at night, and I don't really eat too late in the evening, and I can't stay up late, and I can't laugh too loud, and I can't shout, and I can't tell stories late night at a bar, and I can't go to noisy places and try to talk to people. It's an endless 24-hour thing that is required to be able to sing at that level.
I talked to Colin Blundstone a while ago from the Zombies, and he said that he did very much what you just said, and he trained with theatrical coaches, you know, the Broadway types,
right.
And takes very good care of his voice. Have you met a lot of your musical heroes along the way? I know that you have an affinity for the late Aretha Franklin.
You know, I was right outside her dressing room door with my agent at the House of Blues in L.A. He was going to take me in to meet her, and I think it was Natalie Cole came in, and that was it. I wasn't going in. but I haven't met a lot. I mean, I got to meet Little Richard a couple times, and you know, it doesn't happen a lot, you know, and mainly because I'm usually on the road somewhere, and you're just crossing paths with all these. I mean, I was going to see Roy Orbison like 2 days before he died, and I was on the road with Hurricane. And I was just tired, so I didn't go. And then he was gone a couple days later.
Well, it's Kelly Hansen, lead singer of Foreigner, the tour with Styx and John Waite, and they return in the fall. Also, don't forget to vote for Foreigner in the Rock Hall. The voting, fan voting, ends April 26th. K Kelly, this has been really nice. Good luck the rest of the way on this farewell tour. It's great talking to you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Those dates in the fall are October 26th through November 9th. And again, for future dates and tickets, visit foreigneronline.com. That's it for this episode of the Fake Show Podcast. Thanks so much for stopping by. I'm Jim Tofte. I'll see you next time.
Listen to The Fake Show anywhere on SoundCloud, Stitcher, iTunes, and thefakeshow.com.